Hi, this is Cecilia from Tarot by Cecilia, and this is your tarot card of the day for Friday, April 5th, 2024. Great card today, I think. We have the Chariot from artist Jeff Menges for the Woven Path Tarot, which is a collaborative deck. Tell me, can you feel it? Ooh, we are only 3 days away. That gave me the chills from the total solar eclipse in Aries. And believe me, this is one you not only want to watch in the sky if it's, you know, in your path, but also pay attention to what is going on around you. Now, today we start off with the Aquarius moon, and it will be sextile to retrograde Mercury in Aries before moving into Pisces in the earlier hours of the morning. I have to say this because this has been a week which, you know, has high octane energy, but very few major planetary aspects. And yesterday, on the 4th, we saw a conjunction between the Aries Sun and the North Node in Aries. And this is, you know, pushing you in new directions, giving you the confidence to do this. So we have nothing today, but then tomorrow we have a sextile between Venus in Aries and Pluto in Aquarius at 1 degree. So this is something which you're going to be able to feel today. Keep that in mind as you grab life by the reins. Now, let me tell you, there's so much going on. Normally, we would look at this card and we would see it as like a good omen that we're grabbing life by the reins and steering things in a good direction. We could be trying to avert disaster, but successfully. All right, keep that in mind. And it's just a different feel right now because it's eclipse season and the most powerful eclipse we've seen in a few years or so is showing up in a couple of days, and it is happening. Like, you can feel this energy coming in. Mercury is retrograde, so things are a bit askew. This is all Aries energy, which is, you know, part of what's going on right now. And knowing what that Aries energy means for you is probably the area where you're trying to gain control, because this is a card of control. Now, I think at least managing to, you know, pull things in, slow that down a little bit, right? Like putting the brakes on even sometimes is necessary. And when I say like avert disaster, it's like so that Chariot doesn't go over the cliff. But I don't think it's where you'll find an outcome. Like, the story isn't over just yet. All right, keep that in mind. If you listen to my April Love and Finance, you'll know this is just a really big month. You'll know what else is coming beyond, because I always talk about, you know, months in advance in my subscription readings. So that's a good one to listen to. And also for the moon itself, which by the time this comes out, that should also be available as well. Because I'll be honest with you, this is not a smooth ride in this Chariot. It's a bit of a bumpy one. But I think being able to, you know, pull tight on those reins is really going to help you. I want to thank you all very much for being here. I'll see you here again tomorrow. And as always, have a great day.